Let me tell you a story. A story of disease, decayed crops, and rotten skin. In 1886, down in a small Tennessee town known as Robwood, lived a small group of people. They all minded their own business, never looking for trouble, and never causing any. One of them fellows was named Lewis. Lewis was a good farmer, always taking care of the largest cornfield around. The man was very proud of those crops, and he knew every plate in town was filled with the fruit of his hard work. Summer day, a stranger and his kid came to the field. They said they was real sick, needed a place to rest for the night. The boy was struggling to walk, as his left leg was covered with wounds and blackened with plague. But Lewis did not bother to even look at him, and quickly answered he was too busy for this. Next day, townfolk gathered at the marketplace, all listening to the sheriff, telling them he found two rotting bodies a few miles away from the old farmer's estate. Two fellas didn't make it through the night. Quickly this day, much sooner than usual, and with it came the coldness of a bad omen. People in town started to notice an unknown figure moving in the dark. Sounds of hooves could be heard, growing louder and louder as the silhouette would cross the town. It was a man riding a white horse. He was wearing a strange mask. Was holding a censer with thick smoke coming out of it. Started to cover the entire street. Soon it would enter the buildings, filling everyone's lungs with a putrid, acid smell. People tried to run away from their houses, but stumbled upon the rioter. Either they'd collapse with fear, or they'd pass out because of the rancid smell. The next morning, Lewis woke up and went to take care of his beloved field as usual. But all he saw was thousands of locusts swarming around his crops, devouring every single inch of corn. The man was devastated. The people in town noticed all their food had rotted during the night. They also started to get unusually sick. Buboes appeared on the children's cheeks, and the elders were drowning in pools of vomit. The pastor told people it was God's punishment for their sins. People remembered the bodies found next to Lewis's farm. The sheriff accused him of not helping the father and his son, bringing the Lord's wrath down upon him. So the town folk went straight to the old man's estate, filled with anger. Old Lewis ended up hanged in the middle of his ruined field. A The last Rob Woods inhabitant died of this unknown disease only a few weeks later. Poor town's fate got known all around in Tennessee, and everyone now fears the sight of the harbinger of plague.